随着酒馆第13期课程接近尾声，我们的进阶口语课第15期的席位也已经被预定了将近一半，11月中旬就要开课了。下周三11月3号晚上8点，露露还有一堂免费的试听课。如果你对酒馆课程感兴趣，那就赶快联系小助手来试听吧，微信是 LULUXJG， LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母，我们在酒馆等你。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. Hi James.
Hi Lulu, long time no see.
Yeah, definitely. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, there is a holiday that's going to be coming around the corner real soon that involves monsters, witches, and other scary things.
One of my favorite, Halloween.
Yep, Halloween is probably one of the most popular holidays in America where we do not have a day off from work.
But it's probably one of the funnest and most creative holidays in America, right?
Well, I remember as a kid, it was one of the holidays we looked forward to the most in a year.
Okay. Actually, I was talking to Alan about witches. So in this whole Halloween season, we're doing a few episodes. Let's talk about Halloween. First of all, you know, in Chinese, it's called 万圣节, right? Mm-hmm. But that's actually not right.Because 万圣 is All Saints. But All Saints Day, isn't it November the 1st?
All Saints Day is November the 1st. Halloween is the 31st of October, so the day before. So it's the eve of All Saints Day.
所以其实 Halloween 应该是万圣节前夜。All Saints Day is a Christian holiday.
Right, it's one of the Christian festivals. I'm entirely sure what it is about. But Halloween itself...doesn't come from Christianity.
This I think I know a little bit about.
It comes from an ancient Celtic holiday from Ireland called Samhain.
就是凯尔特人的一个。So it's kind of, it's a pagan, so to speak, a pagan holiday.
Yeah, it is a pagan holiday, about 2,000 years old.
Wow. And what did they celebrate or have this holiday?
Well...It was about basically people believed that on this day, the worlds of the dead and the living become kind of blurred, and the dead can visit the living.
It's like our ghost festival or ghost month.
Yeah, kind of. It's quite similar to Chinese month or ghost festival.
跟中国这个七月半差不多，就是中元节。But the whole thing about dressing up, putting on like blood and all these things, masks on...I think I've read it somewhere, it's to disguise, it's so that they wouldn't...
Yeah, so the ghost won't recognize you and haunt you and bother you. So it's also similar to the Chinese ghost festival, where there are things you avoid doing, so you don't attract the ghosts. So it has a lot of similarities.
But is it also a bit similar to the Mexican Day of the Dead?
Well, the American version of Halloween that we're going to be talking about does draw elements from the Day of the Dead. Because, well, Mexico is America's neighbor, and there's a lot of people who have Mexican origin in the United States, so we do pull elements of it. But the Day of the Dead in Mexico is much more about, you know, honoring relatives and ancestors.
They're going to come back and visit.
They're going to come back and visit. Whereas Samhain, you're trying to kind of...
Avoid
the ghosts.
Yeah. I think our ghost festival perhaps has an element of both. You do believe your relatives, your family members who have passed away will come back, but the nasty things will also come back. But let's talk about the American version.
Right.
I think most people know Halloween is because all these really fun-looking activities and people would dress up.
Right. So the first thing most people think is like...Ooh, this is a day we can dress up. And yeah, and people get very creative with their costumes. I mean, if you look at small children, you'll probably see 100,000 Elsas or whatever other popular cartoon Disney character, as these tend to be popular with children. Adults kind of get very creative with their costumes and...They'll dress up in all kinds of different things. The standard witches and monsters. And
people even dress up to go to work on that day.
Depends on your office. But yes, some companies, some work will allow you to dress up for fun.
Well, if you got a pretty creative or cool boss, I guess that can happen. The other thing that I think most of our listeners know is trick or treat. 什么不给糖就捣乱。What is trick or treat, exactly?
Yeah, the rhyme trick or treat. Smell my feet, give me something good to eat. If you don't, I don't care, I'll pull down your underwear.
I've never heard of that.
Well, that little rhyme kind of encapsulates this whole thing. Trick or treating is when we go to people's homes, door to door, knock on the door as kids and say trick or treat. And then people will...usually
give you
treat you. So they'll give you candy in your bag. Now, if they don't give you candy, some people will play tricks on the home. And not everyone does this because it's technically illegal and the police can arrest you if the owner is a party pooper. but common tricks would be things like throwing toilet paper onto their trees.
TP.
Yeah.
So you TP someone's house or so.
Mostly trees. House would be a lot of work. Or throwing eggs on windows and things like this are common tricks.
But this is mostly if they are not giving you candy.
Right. And it's not that common to do that because it is...frowned upon, even though that's what we say, trick or treat. Because nowadays, when people go trick or treating, it's kids being watched by their parents. And the parents are not going to let their children cause property damage.
True, because they will be the one who are paying by the end of it. It's usually parents, as you can see, usually parents, and then they send their kids to knock on the door. It'd be an interesting experience for the kids. And then...usually, whoever is coming to the door, they will have candy, chocolate ready for the kid. So does that mean if your neighborhood is all doing trick-or-treats, even if you don't have kids, you have to prepare candy?
Well, some people do, not everyone. The general rule is, in America, if you are willing to accept trick-or-treating, you would generally decorate your home slightly. I mean, you don't have to go like
crazy,
but you know, you have your lights on, and you might have somewhere that says Happy Halloween. So that way you know it's like, okay, they're probably participating. But if the house lights are off, you see no decorations, you avoid that house.
Because it looks like a real haunted house.
And it's likely they're not participating.
They're not participating, I know. And then you also have Halloween parties?
Very common. So kids and adults have Halloween parties. Even schools will do Halloween events. For adults, it is a time for adults to dress up in costumes.Drink, eat, and have fun.
Yeah, to be childish once in a year, really. Yeah. To abandon all these responsibilities. So a night to get silly, really.
And you do themed foods like spider cookies, eyeballs, which are...
I've done that last year. I've invited you to my Halloween party.
I remember.
Yeah. All right. And then the other thing is jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, this was actually one of my favorite parts of Halloween was carving jack-o'-lanterns. So we would buy, jack-o'-lanterns are a pumpkin lamp. So you buy a pumpkin, you gut the pumpkin, and then you cut out faces or things in the pumpkin. And then you put a candle inside, light it, and you put it out on Halloween to glow and things. So I always had fun making the faces and designing different things.
And that's also like a good activity, like for...parents and kids to do together or teachers and students to do together.
I don't ever remember doing that one in school because I don't think the teachers wanted to deal with the cleaning. But definitely parents and children.
It's also like kind of like a cute family tradition.
This is very, very a family activity. It's a lot of fun. I always had fond memories of doing it.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up here. We've given you the basics about Halloween's and I'm sure most of you already know that.In the advanced episode, we're going to talk about commercialization of the festival and also the TV and movies and the myth and all that. So stay tuned. Thank you, James.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lulu. Ooh.
That's not scary at all. All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. 今天的节目你喜欢吗？赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG。我们在酒馆等你。